So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. I want to talk to you about some content creation tips. And one of the biggest ones that I was having a conversation with someone yesterday was about making one really good piece of content. Stop doing it. It's like, you don't need one really good piece of content. You need lots and lots of content, right? So instead of spending like 4 hours creating one really good piece of content, I would much rather you spend 1 hour creating one piece of content and then another hour creating another piece of content. So now you've got 4 pieces of content. Even better than that would be for you to spend 4 hours creating 8 pieces of content. Now you've got, you know, a half hour piece of content that's going to go out every single day. Even better than that is going to be creating 16 pieces of content that last 15 minutes each. Call it 12 minutes with a 3 minute gap. Like, now suddenly you've got one every 2 days. You've got almost another 30 days worth of content. Even better than that. You see where this is going? Now, obviously, at some point, you're going to run out of time here. I'm not very good at creating content less than 1 minute long. But if I were 6, 12, 18, 24, it's 240 minutes. That'd be 240 pieces of content. Like, you do that. You've got, I don't know, I can't do the maths anymore. What's that divided by 30 days? It's a lot, right? You've got 6, 12, 18. Anyway, you've got a lot of content that you could be putting out 2 or 3 or 4 times every single day. So, like, for us, our job really, and we're really hit and miss on this as well, by the way. Like, I'm a hypocrite. I get it. Our job should be to continue to create lots and lots of content as well. Sometimes we're very successful at that and sometimes we're not. And where possible, we try and create content because every single day. I just got back in from CrossFit this morning. Recorded a piece of content on the way back because stuff occurs to me while I'm CrossFitting. But I'm like, oh, we should share this. It's really useful information. Or it's conversations from yesterday that we've had either with clients or with potential clients that we know that this piece of content can actually help them. And so it's not just one really great piece of content. I mean, it can be. There's a caveat here. If you're running Facebook ads to a landing page and you've got one really good piece of content that you spent 4 hours creating a 30-minute workshop, then yes, absolutely, it should be one really good piece of content. But most people aren't doing that. Most people are creating crap content that goes out, a picture of some cats, like a picture of someone pouting. Like, stop pouting, please stop it. It's not normal. It's not natural. What are you pouting for on your pictures? Just take a picture of you. Taking a picture of you look running and looking out of breath or working out or add value in some way. But you don't need one really good piece of content. You need lots and lots and lots of content. And more importantly, I think as we're progressing through the 2020s, I think going live is the key. Like, it's not just going live. It's all the other stuff that you have with it. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, well, I don't need to use a content creation company. I can just go live all the time. No, that also doesn't work just on its own. The live is the bricks and all the other bits of a mortar that goes around it. You know, the bricks and mortar, the cement that goes around all that. Having a landing page, having email follow-ups, having images and video being created and published out on social media, showing features and benefits of products. All of that stuff is what's needed. And one of the really cool things is, for example, you could create a piece of content right now called Stop Making One Really Good Piece of Content. So you could steal this and you could create it. And if you created that, do you think that would be the same as mine? No, it'd be completely and utterly different. And the reason why it's completely and utterly different is that you aren't I and I aren't you. So it would be completely different, which basically means that your personality is what we want to shine through. And, you know, we talked about connection in yesterday's or the day before in that podcast. The connection with your end user, the person who's thinking about using you, that's actually the bit that's most important. It's not the content, it's the connection. And most people are missing out on this because they go, oh, I don't want to go live and I don't want to do video. Like, I also don't want to do video. I tried for the last couple of days. I've been using an app to use a green screen behind me and then just talk bollocks about someone's tweet for less than a minute. I cannot do that, right? For me, this is my happy place. been sat in my desk, got my light in, I got my nice microphone and my nice camera and my nice, I've just bought, what's it called? A top light. I've forgotten what the name of it is. I've got all my stuff. I've got all my little gadgets on my desk. That's how I like to go live, right? I can't walk around my garden like this one property guy and he just walks around and round in his garden. I'm not going to say his name. It drives me mad. Hi! I'm going to shout into my phone lots while walking around my garden. I can't do that kind of thing. I've tried and you just look like a knob. I can't do that kind of thing. It's probably because he is a bit of a knob. But for me, being here, I can make lots and lots of content. This is my happy place. I'm sat at my desk and I can do that. But you don't need to make one really good piece of content. You need lots and lots and lots and lots of content because you're going to post it once. And then what happens after you post a piece of content once? Crickets. Nothing. A bramble blowing across the driveway. Tumbleweed, right? Nothing. Nothing happens when you create one piece of content. You have to create thousands of pieces of content over a period of time. That's the thing, because people are watching. You know, we had someone contact us yesterday. They've been watching my stuff for the last 8 years. We've been running podcasts for the last 8 years. We're doing a website for them now. Took them that long to actually come round and actually buy something from us. That can be how long the sales cycle is. And then other times you get people go, oh, I saw you on your podcast. I like what you were talking about. Can you help me do this, that and the other, right? So the sales cycle can be really short, but usually it's not really short. Like everybody wants it to be really short, but it's not. So deal with it. Acknowledge and accept the fact that this is your life now. I've acknowledged and accepted the fact that in order for me to maintain my weight, I need to, one, watch what I eat, two, go to CrossFit 3 or 4 times minimum a week. If I can do it a little bit more, then great. But 4 times is the absolute tipping point for me in order to maintain my body shape. Like, I'm 50 now. I've accepted the fact that this is my life now. I've also accepted and continually accepting the fact that video and lives and adding value and building connection with people is also my life now. Like, I can't change those things. If I do change those things, the business falls over, right? Because we've not got any visibility. And my weight loss, it goes, I went to Brighton SEO, put a kilogram and a half on after like 4 days in the UK. I'm so bad at being away from my happy place and eating well. Dreadful at it. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.